This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have commitments. One of the things that we could really try to do in these last few days is not sleep throughout the night. The second point, أَعِنَ الْأَهْلَ عَلَى الْعَمَلِ الصَّالِحِ, to aid and assist our family members in doing the righteous deeds. And both of these points, they were mentioned in the hadith. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she said, كَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْعَشْرِ شَدَّ مِئْزَرَهُ وَأَيْقَضَ أَهْلَهُ وَأَحْيَى لَيْلَهُ. The hadith is in Bukhari and Muslim. That when the last 10 days entered, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would tighten his belt, figurative speech. Or maybe in Somali terms, he would tighten his ma'wis. Some of the scholars, they mentioned that he would up his game in the last 10 days. Some of them, they mentioned that he would leave his wives to the side. He would try to busy himself with these ibadat. And he would also encourage his family members to stand up in this last few days. Also, you have the hadith of Abi Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. لما قام بهم ليلة 23 و25 ذكر أنه دعا أهله ونساءه. That when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prayed with them on the 23rd night and also on the 25th night, on the 27th, he called out his family and he woke up his wives to pray on this day. ليلة 27 خاصة, specifically on this day. So some of the scholars, they looked at this and they said, أَرْجَ الْلَيَالِ, it is most hope that on this night, it is most likely to be Laylatul Qadr, on this night. And also you have the hadith, the narration of Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, أَنَّ النَّبِي صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ذَكَرَ أَنَّ لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ فِي لَيْلَةِ 27. It was mentioned that the Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. But again, brothers and sisters, there's other narrations that some scholars, they feel that it could have been more on the 23rd and the 25th. So in order to get out of all this khilaf and the disputation and to, you know, argue with one another, especially in the last 10 days of when it will be, is to really strive on every single day. Just to get out of this khilaf. Because even Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, after mentioning this narration in Bulugh al-Maram, you will find he said, وَخَدْ اُخْتُلِفَ عَلَىٰ أَكْثَرْ مِنْ أَرْبَعِينَ قَوْلًا أَمْلَيْتُهَا فِي شَرْحِ الْبُخَارِي. The scholars have differed with over 40 views of when Laylatul Qadr could exactly be. So this is the scholars. This is the scholars. The people of knowledge, those who dedicated their lives with ilm, who differed and they have different views on when Laylatul Qadr could be. This is why I always say to the brothers and sisters in Muhadharat, you will find that in America they will say to you, okay, we have morning. In the other side of the world, we have an evening, we have a night. So if it's 23 over there, then it's 24 here. When will Laylatul Qadr be? This is some of the questions that gets posed. This is why the scholars, they say a person, he strives on every single day of the last 10 days. But he ups his game even more. Because you find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِلْتَمِيسُوهَا فِي عَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Try to look for it in the last 10 days. Then you have another hadith that specifies it. إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي عَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ فَمَنْ عَجِزَ أَوْ ضَعُفَ فَلَا يَغْلَبَنَّ عَلَيْهَ السَّبْعَ الْبَوَاقِي. Try to look for in the last 10 days. Whoever becomes lazy, whoever becomes weak, then don't let the last 7 days slip away from him. Then another hadith. إِلْتَمِسُوهَا فِي الْوِتْرِ مِنَ الْعَشْرِ الْأَوَاخِرِ. Try to search for it in the odd nights of the last 10 days. So they said the last 10 days, you up your game. You get to the last 7, even more. You even get better and stronger in your ibadat. Then you get to the other nights, then even bigger and stronger. Just so you don't end up missing out. Also, you find, brothers and sisters, as I mentioned, these are the days when we try to burn ourselves out. If we have the ability and we don't have other commitments that prevent us from this, that we don't sleep, the night is very, very short. You have the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who, as Allah Azza wa Jalla tells in the Quran, إِنَّا فَتَحْنَا لَكَ فَتْحًا مُبِينًا لِيَغْفِرَ لَكَ اللَّهُ مَا تَقَدَّمَ مِنْ ذَنْبِكَ وَمَا تَأَخَّرَ. His past and his future sins, they were forgiven. He was walking on the face of this earth, knowing he was guaranteed al-Jannah, and that he doesn't have any sins. And on top of that, look how he would burn himself out. To such an extent where Aisha would say, why are you doing this to yourself? His feet have become so swollen. When Allah has forgiven your past and future sins, he will say, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Shall I not be a thankful slave? A very thankful one, because shukur is sighatu al-mubalagha. There's a difference between saying shakir and shukur. It's like saying sometimes we call an individual